Amen. Isn't it good to think about heaven this morning? Boy, that was pretty weak. I said, isn't it good to think about heaven this morning? Does that mean y'all not ready to go or what? Amen. Don't be like me when I was a little boy. My mom and some ladies at the church praying got talking about heaven. I said, I thought they was talking about going right then. I said, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to Granny's and eat dinner. You can tell where that's got me, can't you? Amen. Anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Today we will be receiving communion shortly. Hopefully shortly. But I have a message. I hope it's a short one. I'm going to try to make it. We'll be the communion, but I want to share a message this morning, the Great Supper. I want to try to tie this in the communion at the last, but the Great Supper, it's found in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 16 through 24. You could find that. And then you could find 1 Corinthians 11, 28, if you want to. I'll read that one also. Talking about the Great Supper, the invitation has been given. And we want to talk about that invitation this morning as we prepare to partake in the communion. And when you find your place, if you would, stand with me in honor of God's Word. I want to go ahead and read this whole parable, starting at verse 16. Then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is still room. The Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Verse 17 again, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 28, the Bible said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. We thank you, Father, for your blessings, your goodness, all your mercy and grace. Lord, we just ask you to add your blessings to the reading of your word. Father, that you'd bless the old preacher boy, anoint him fresh and anew. Father, may you have your way in this message. May you be glorified and honored through the communion today. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The invitation has been given. And it's been talked about through all the Old Testament. Jesus came and fulfilled it. And the invitation's come. And hear that in this invitation here, this great supper, that he said, come, for all things are now ready. We're ready for this feast. Everything's been done. Everything's been prepared. All of the food's been brought in. All of the drinks been brought in. All of the tapestries and everything's been set. All the decorations. We are ready for the great feast. And as we look and I'm thinking that through Jesus Christ, everything has been made ready for the great feast. See, there's one day that when we get to heaven, we'll sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Boy, I get excited thinking about sitting at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll be sitting. Jim, I'm seeing a big table. I'm seeing a big table. Have you seen that picture where that table just kind of goes out of sight? That's kind of the way I see it. We'll be at the marriage supper. We'll be sitting down the feast. We'll be sitting down with the one who died for us. We'll be sitting down with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We'll be sitting down with the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Thinking about that, everything now, things has been prepared for that. And I want to, we'll be moving several places in the Bible, but the first of all, I want to look, the substitute is ready. In John 1:29, it said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I see Jesus, when he seen Jesus coming, he knew that this was the sacrificial lamb. He knew that this was the lamb that must come. In Exodus chapter 12, it said, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or out of the goats. 1 John 3:5, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. That sacrificial lamb had to be perfect, had to be pure, had to be without blemish. Jesus came on this earth and walked this life and was without blemish, without sin, and he did nothing wrong. He became our substitute. Our sins was placed upon him. Aren't you glad of that today? Our sins are just like the scapegoat. Our sins was transferred from us upon him. And he died and took away my sins. His blood washed it all away. I can now, as just as if I had never messed up. Praise the Lord. The substitute's ready. The pardon's ready. In Acts 13:38-39, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So we see that the pardon's ready. We were justified. Do you like that word? I love that word. I've heard it said that just as if I'd never sinned. Justified before God. This means we was pardoned and admitted in the favor of God. And once we are admitted into the favor of God, we are treated as if we had never been disobedient. Christ had never messed up throughout all eternity. And when I stand before God and he looks at me, he sees me in the same image as he sees Christ in. I'm justified. I'm pardoned because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only is the substitute ready and the pardon ready, but the peace is ready. Romans 5:1 says that, therefore, being justified by faith. So we're saying we're justified by faith in Jesus Christ. If we have placed our faith in him and we believe he's the Son of God, we believe that he came to take away the sin, and now we have trusted him with that and we've asked him to forgive us our sins, we are now justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the peace is ready because of that pardon. Because I am justified. Because of Jesus sacrificial substitute for us, I now have peace with God. I've not always had peace with God, but I've got peace now. Philippians, was it 4:17? 4:7. It says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." I can't explain to you why I can go to bed. I can't explain to you why I have so much peace. I can go to sleep riding on a lawnmower. I can't explain to you why when I lay my head on the pillow, I've got so much peace. But it's because of Jesus Christ is the only way. It's the peace through Him that passes all understanding. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But I sure enjoy it. How about you? It's through that that it's been made ready. My peace has already been. The chastisement of my peace was laid upon Him. He took the beatings so I could have peace. Woo! Glory! The provisions are, or the power is ready. Acts 2, 38 and 39. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Aren't you glad we trust the Lord? We are justified. And now we're filled with the Holy Spirit now. And we get the gift of the Holy Ghost. God Himself now resides within us. We receive the Holy Spirit. And Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." We're not just mere human then. We have got the power of God living within us. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The power of God, the God of the universe, His Spirit dwells within us. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to get excited about that. And when we get into a fight with the devil, you know what that says? He is no match. He's outnumbered. Woo! The power of peace, the power of comfort. You ever get the comfort when you're so aggravated, so tore up, and everything, and you pray, and all of a sudden, just that calm, smooth peace, this comes, and comfort comes right over you. That's the Holy Spirit. That's coming. We have that of the power of the Holy Spirit gives us peace, gives us sanctification. I've been set apart. I've been set apart to God for the work of God, and He's working in my life, and I'm in the process, and one day I'll be like Him when He comes and gets me. Praise the Lord. The provisions are ready. Romans 8:32 says, "He that spared not His Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not then, not with Him also freely give us all things?" I got a hold of this yesterday when I got to looking at this. Yesterday morning, it registered. You ever have it when you're looking, and finally it just registers. It registered to me. He's already given the best thing that heaven had to offer. Jesus Christ is the best thing in the universe, the most precious thing God had to offer, and He gave Him to us. Do you think for a minute He'd withhold anything else from us? I mean, He's done give us the best He had. What's something else? What's meeting my daily needs? What's healing my body? What's touching me in a time of trouble? What's blessing me in His service? That ain't nothing compared to what He's already given me. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Isn't that exciting? He ain't going to hold. That's what they said right there. He's not going to withhold anything from me because He's done give me all He had. If I give you my billfold, you think I'm going to hold anything else from you? Rhonda, whoop both of us if you get my bill. Oh, she's the only one gets that. But see, he is not going to hold back the blessings of his grace from his children, because he's done give us everything he's had. Praise the Lord. See, we are now friends of God, family of God. And heaven's ready. John 14:2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What a blessing. Heaven's been prepared. He was going away and he said, "Don't worry about a thing. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Don't let not your heart be troubled," he told him. "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." Don't worry, I'm going. And guess what? My daddy's house is the whole universe. Is the whole universe is my daddy's house. So there's plenty of room. Bring all you want, because we got plenty of room over there. God dwells in everywhere. He is everywhere. And he said, "Don't worry about a thing, that God's got it covered." Praise the Lord. Who would turn down the invitation like that? Boy, not me. I'm glad I got in when I did, Brother Richard. I'm glad I got in. I've stayed in. I'm not planning on getting out. I want to share, I'll try to share quickly, and we'll receive communion this morning. But in 11:28, the Bible says, "But examine himself." See, the communion supper is ready also. Them fine deacons, look how they've prepared. May have been deacons' wives, I don't know. But they have prepared and got us ready for communion. But the Bible says, "Examine himself." See, the responsibility this morning don't rest on me. It don't rest on God. The responsibility rests on himself. It said, rest on each of us. It is our responsibility to make sure that we examine ourselves. And he said, "Come freely." But if you read on in this passage, there's some warnings given for folks that takes it unworthily. See, it's not my responsibility. This is a heart-searching inquiry of where you are with the Lord this morning. Searching yourself. And we're to approach this table with humility also. Not a prideful, "Well, I'm worth it." Humble as we look back on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We look back on his body being broken. As I said, if you got peace of mind, it's because his body was broken for us. You got salvation, it's because his body was broken and his blood was shed. It's a feast. And I ran across some questions. Have I life? The dead can't sit at a banquet. Have I an appetite? What is it we long for and we want? How can I eat if I don't have an appetite? Have I friendship with the Lord, the host? Have I got my wedding garment on? Are we prepared this morning for the feast? And are our garments clean and white? Are we pure before God? Do you stand pure before God this morning? We'll give an altar call, Brother Gary, if you won't come, and I want us to examine ourselves. And I don't want you to think, "Well, I don't want to go to the altar." Everybody, I think, no, this time of examination before, and I think it's a good thing that we examine ourselves before we go into the communion service. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. Lord, as we looked at the things that's ready, Father, we thank you and praise you and ask you to examine us this morning as we examine ourselves, and you'd let us see us like you see us. And Father, touch us and forgive us and make us worthy to receive the communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'll stand and turn to page 205.
You need to come this morning. Will you come? Will you come and examine yourself this morning? Say, Lord, I want to be worthy to partake of this supper. I want everything pure between me and you. Let us examine ourselves today as we partake. Seated, and we'll ask the board if they would come. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Brother J.M., would you pray and ask the blessing over the bread? Took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Brother Ray, would you ask the blessing over the cup this morning?
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, when we partake of this ordinance, we're looking back of what Christ done for us. What he did on Mount Calvary. We enjoy salvation today because of what he did some 2,000 years ago. But also what we're doing is looking forward to his coming. We're going to continue to do this, the Lord's will, until he comes or we pass from his life. And this is every time that we partake of this, we're remembering what he done and we're remembering what he's going to do. He's coming back to get us. Amen. And we'll be called up to meet the Lord in the air and forever be